Lehigh Valley restaurants are taking an astounding economic hit due to efforts to contain the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Many have eliminated seating. Some are shutting their doors altogether. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Local restaurants are doing their best to adapt to new restrictions and directives from the state for our community's health. Governor Tom Wolf ordered all non-life-sustaining businesses in Pennsylvania to close their physical locations March 19th to slow the spread of COVID-19. The governor has required restaurants and bars to stop all dine-in services, but can continue carry-out, delivery, and drive-through food and beverage service, including alcohol. Local casual dining restaurants have enhanced delivery options, partnerships with third-party delivery services like Grubhub, Uber Eats, Postmates, and DoorDash. We reached out to area restaurateurs for their reaction and message to our Lehigh Valley listeners. The Savory Grill owner, Sean Doyle, offered his perspective.
We ended up at this point basically closing. Because of where I'm located and I'm a definite destination property, I didn't feel it was to my advantage to staying open and even doing takeout. To, you know, lay people off and not be producing. I mean, this is the longest period of time that my restaurant's been closed up. It is quiet. I mean, it's just scary. When this does clear, I'm obviously going to hit the ground running, you know, but in the meantime, I'm working on just making sure everything is organized so that when we do get that okay, I can just serve, you know, and we can get our customers back. Face it, I want to make sure they're as safe as my staff. I am hoping that, you know, we're going to be through this in a few weeks and we start forgetting about it.
Even with these efforts to maintain operation, many independent restaurants have warned the restrictions and closures could put them out of business for good. Many casual dining options don't have drive-throughs, and they market themselves as spots for families or friends to visit, socialize in person, and to be waited on by staff. That business model is now a liability. These days, restaurants have to quickly figure out ways to ramp up off-premise orders while keeping afloat. Jenny Lim of Jenny's Kowali shared her view.
Well, we're just trying to keep busy, trying to deal with what we have to you know, keep everybody safe and healthy. Definitely have a big impact, and the sales definitely went down more than, we only had a third of the business, but we had 1 week sale already, but this week we'll just play by ear and see how busy we are. We are doing curbside pickup only, and they would have to pre-order and also pay by or the phone, and I'm trying to work on doing an online ordering where they could just not call us and just go online and click on the order. We make sure we wear gloves and provide the wipes and clean down and sanitize everything and every order that came through. Like I said, we try not to use any touch stuff anymore. Everything is online. And then when the customer is here, they call us. We either leave the bag right on the table outside if you get it, or we could just quickly give it to them while they're double parked waiting for the order. So try not to be more too close to contacting anybody. Remember, we have to play it by ear every day.
For a peek into the impact locally, the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation issued a survey of local businesses last week. 65% of employers stated they have suffered a 10% or more decrease in revenues. 35% of employers reported the most significant impact was loss of sales, with 34% reporting layoffs and 28% reducing hours of their employees. Troy Renard, owner of Two Rivers Brewing Company, added this.
We're hanging in there. We're doing the best that we can. We are offering curbside and delivery in Easton. And then at our tap room in Quakertown, we are offering curbside pickup. But we're running at massively less volume than normal. But we've also tried to work with programs that we can to get loan payments deferred and, you know, utility payments deferred, all that sort of thing. Everybody who's here, and we're down to a skeleton staff. I mean, we laid 36 people off. We have two in the kitchen and two taking orders and delivering orders. So it's a very, very small staff, and we're washing hands every 30 minutes, sanitizing, you know, all that sort of thing. And then when we deliver the order to the person in the car, we do it in a milk crate so they can take it right out of the milk crate. Well, the people who are ordering are people that we know, are regulars that are doing it to support us, as well as to eat great food and drink great beer. But, you know, I know they're making an extra effort to help us out. And we're also lucky in Easton, the Greater Easton Development Program launched a website called supporteaston.com that lists the businesses on that are still open with links so that people can go right to our websites and order up some food or drink.
In the first half of last week, sales at some restaurants fell as much as 60% compared to the same period in 2019. Major casual dining chains like Olive Garden and Chili's are better equipped to weather the storm than mom-and-pop casual and independent fine dining restaurants. Even if delivery orders do increase, casual dining options may not see good returns as profit margins are centered on large orders like catering and group deliveries, not for individual orders. And more trouble could be ahead. Even once the social distancing efforts ease, casual dining chains may find themselves with fewer customers. With a probable global recession and unemployment rates soaring, an economic downturn could prompt casual dining customers to forego those meals and turn instead to fast food or fast casual, less expensive options. Jasmeet Bansal of Aman's Indian Bistro in Easton has this message.
One beautiful thing that we've heard time and time again for many people is us being open and other small businesses being open. It brings a sense of normalcy that they do come, pick up their food, and enjoy with their families. It's kind of bittersweet because I really feel for our fellow businesses in downtown Easton, and I'm sure across the Lehigh Valley and country, who were deemed non-essential. They're sitting at home, you know, not having anything come in, so I really do feel for them. And there's one message I would give to people is, as soon as this is over, shop local, eat local, support the small businesses. It is vital. You know, this is the bread and butter of thousands of families. You know, no one has thousands sitting in savings to sustain themselves, you know. So this is it's a life and death kind of moment when it comes to the survival of businesses. So as soon as this is over, support as many small businesses as we can. That's the best thing we can do. Now's the time to practice compassion, you know, compassion for each other. That will take us far, you know. We are all in this together, and we will persist, and, you know, we'll come out stronger on the other end. So the support, we appreciate the support. We appreciate the support, patronage from everyone. Just wishing everyone to be safe and healthy, and let's hope for a better tomorrow.
The federal government has just released information about a $2 trillion stimulus package, including $350 billion in small business loans. Pennsylvania is also creating an emergency loan fund to help small businesses impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. The Pennsylvania Industrial Development Authority, PIDA, will administer Small Business First Fund with $61 million available initially for business assistance. What is known for certain, if you have a favorite local restaurant, please make an effort to support it with a to-go order or delivery, as it will be key to how likely any of our area restaurants successfully return to normalcy once this COVID-19 outbreak subsides. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.